Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Willard and Dibs join us on 95.7 The Game. Warriors get eliminated last night by the Kings. What'd you guys think?
Wow. Man.
It's quite an open-ended question
I thought it was an absolute stink bomb. In a spot where you needed to play well, you didn't play well at all, and I'd be hard pressed to find who the MVP was. Moses Moody? Was it? I mean, the chef was shaky and careless. Klay Thompson literally couldn't hit a shot. Andrew Wiggins was a minus 30 something. The Warriors were like that banner behind
that
Steinie.
Was appropriate.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
like, literally, you asked, what did we think of the Warriors season, and the banner fell
the
6 seconds later.
Aaron's, I mean,
yeah. Wow.
That's true.
It would have been more appropriate if the banner burst into flames.
Well, that was, I think De'Aaron Fox blew by that banner and flew to the ground. But
he's got it. Thank you.
Talk to us, man. Was that embarrassing? I mean, we talked about it yesterday here.
So what I had said yesterday was a simple loss was not embarrassing. That performance sure was. Of course that was embarrassing. I thought after a night of sleep on that we have used the word should way too much this season. All of the things that we think should have happened. They should be 5 games better in the standings. They should be more consistent.
You called that yesterday, too.
Yeah,
like, I was shooting it up all day.
No, I'm with you.
And you know, I mean, Goo, like yesterday when you had said you were overly confident, and I was like, why? Like, this team, you know, I'm not going to make the whole season about last night, but there's they are right now, today, they are where they should be. That's should. They are exactly where they should be, which is done. They're out. They didn't make the playoffs.
Go ahead, man.
This is the National Basketball Association. You're not real if you don't make the playoffs. You didn't make the playoffs.
16-30 make the playoffs.
So this team is exactly where they should be, and we're all going to have all kinds of opinions about what they should do next. But there, for me right now, there needs to be a period of time, and today is certainly one of those days. I know you guys took calls the whole time, and we will too. Steve Kerr at 5. Also got the exit press conferences of Kevon Looney and Klay Thompson and Kevon Looney coming up live.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's going to be between 2:40 and 3:15. So I think you're certainly going to want to hear that. But today is more like let's take stock of of who these guys actually were. And it didn't work. And we overrated and overstated.
And we assumed all year the long. Bare minimum was the play. Me and Steinick just got it. I assumed the bare minimum was the playoffs, Dibs.
Yeah.
I can get the championship thing. But the playoffs, that's why you brought Chris Paul here. So we thought.
Right. And, you know, this is where you are. And I've always said, and I borrow from Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are. And you were a 10 seed, and you went out last night, and you played like a 10 seed. You looked like a 10 seed on the road against a 9, against a team that looked like they wanted it more. They played far better. Guys named Keegan and Keon provided more than you could handle, man, with your championship pedigree and your four Hall of Famers. And that's the part that makes me feel like it's a level of embarrassment. And yeah, TJD was confused and overmatched early. That's fine. He's a rookie. Kuminga tried like heck, but he still is not quite to where you need him to be if he's going to be your two. Wiggins was, you know, ineffective. You go across the board, all right. And it was just a bad performance on a night where you needed, at the very least, a good performance. You didn't need to be perfect, but Sacramento was great, and Sacramento played. And I was thinking, you guys were talking earlier about when did you have that feeling of like, oh, blank. And I think Steiny said, or one of you said, late third quarter.
That was me.
End of the third, and at that point, you could tell that the Warriors were not up for the fight.
Yeah. I mean, you had to, and I know everyone did. You felt amazing at halftime.
I felt like they were up 8.
You felt it, right? You're like, how are you down 4?
You're the king.
Clay hasn't scored. Steph looks meh at best, and you're down by 4 points. And then you walked out onto the floor in the second half and hit a 3.
Yeah.
You were down by a point twice.
Yeah.
When the game was in the 50s.
Steiny will tell you what happened.
And you sat there, and you sat there and you went, okay. Like, you weathered the storm.
Right.
You did it.
Yep.
So we
thought. And then another storm hit. And, yeah, there was, like, honestly, by the end of the third quarter, we had already, in my house, we had already hit that sort of sheepish feel, which you hate, where you just are, like, you're finding ways to chuckle, if you can, about it, where you're just it's like to throw your hands up. It's like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I sent my end of the season tweet before the fourth quarter started. There was no comeback happening. And so, again, you never make it about one game. But the reason that the playoffs or the postseason or anything resonate, I think, with everyone so much is you're at your absolute best. Whatever you've got, you're pouring everything out, right? The kitchen sink mentality. And the Warriors were the healthiest of potentially any team in the NBA. And when you pour your absolute best kitchen sink out on the table and you don't even score 100 points, you don't even look like you are under control of the game for any period of time, that is incredibly demoralizing.
And Keon Ellis pickpocketing your best player and Wiggins, they just look faster and Steiny younger.
And more determined, honestly, and that's the part.
They were just better.
And
they were better.
I kind of had the same experience as you after three quarters. I went from the 68-inch TV in the main room to the laptop.
It's over.
After three quarters, they're down 15. I said to my lovely wife, Supper, I said, you can put on something you want if you want. I'll go to the laptop.
It's Grey's Anatomy time.
Exactly, or something like that. I don't even know Vanderpump Rules, or I don't even know what she put on. But down 15, showing little resistance and little life, I said, I'll go from the 68-inch TV to the 12-inch laptop. And if it got interesting, I would have gone back to the big screen, but that thing never got closer than that again. It was over.
Well, that's the other thing. They didn't even make a run.
Nope.
I mean, they didn't even get it to 7 or something like that, where you thought, hey, if they get a stop and a 3, then make... Like, they didn't make one run. That was...
The last gasp for me was on the Wiggins 3... where he gets fouled, and they upgrade it to a flagrant. I'm thinking, all right, 5-point trip. And I can't remember what they could have gotten 8 or 9 at that point.
I thought they could have gotten it to 10 there. Like,
oh, it was, okay.
Because he had 3 free throws, and they had the ball, but they got 1 point.
I couldn't remember what the deficit was.
He clanked the first 2 free throws.
Yes, he did.
And then they did absolutely nothing with the possession.
Wow.
Like, the takeaway, if
you just... That was the one for me.
I know we're going to spotlight the season, but if you just want to spotlight the game, that game to me boiled down to... one thing on both sides of.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The court. It was incredibly easy for the Kings to get good looks.
It was
incredibly hard for the Warriors.
I mean,
they could not get a look. That's not a great defensive team.
They couldn't get into their set.
They couldn't get a look.
It was like, wow.
Everything was contested. And then when it would break down, you'd go, okay, Kuminga, do something. And he would just barrel toward the hoop, and it would flow it up to the top of the backboard.
Him or Moody or Pods.
But he couldn't do it.
Wow.
He couldn't drive and get a look or get fouled.
I'm stunned, man.
Motion offense was not in motion.
No.
And that's, you know, when they're at their best, it's passing and cutting and screens away and getting good looks. You're right, Mark. It was, just watching Steph get handcuffed like that.
Yeah.
Keon Ellis.
And I will say this about the officiating, because they were letting it go sides.
They really
I think
were.
Maybe we've gone a little too far.
There was a three-play sequence
where it was like, ooh,
and you hear the body hit the ground.
That's a felony.
I need to admit something.
Yeah?
It's out of control, Mark.
You like it?
I texted Kyle Draper in the middle of the game.
Whoop.
I texted him. And for those of you who are listening, you're like, what does that mean? Kyle went on a rampage at the end of the regular season.
Gotcha.
On NBC Sports California. Bonte and Joe played it a bunch before they had him on yesterday morning. And he is losing it.
Saying it's not basketball.
About officials and not saying it was about the Kings or any team. He was just like, this is bully ball.
It's out of control.
This is ridiculous. You can't watch it. And the way that it played in that moment, they all made fun of him because it played as it's super sour grapes.
Yeah.
Oh, the Kings, and we're the 9 seed. And we're,
see, you seen the light.
And I watched that game, and I texted him in the second quarter. I go, brother, you are so right. Well, I didn't say anything about it. I said, you are so right. These guys are mugging each other.
Man. Mugging.
And the officials are just like, cool.
There was a three-play sequence.
Keep playing.
De'Aaron Fox goes down, and he got chopped, pushed, and
that's a foul, dude.
Clear-cut foul. Then you go the other way, and Clay gets bodied and then pushed into, the fourth row. We're going to go ahead and play on there, too.
Dude, a play on. Like, what is going on?
I was kind of laughing, thinking about you in the back of my head.
How did that memo read to the refs that said, or email that said,
guys,
hey, just swallow it.
Yeah, double body blows, flying underneath the hoop. I mean,
free
I know
free throws are bad for viewership. Yeah, I think is what it is.
Wow, geez.
People don't want to see free throws.
But whatever. I mean, that has nothing to do with the Warriors' shortcomings whatsoever.
Agreed.
None.
I just had that moment though last night watching a three or four trip.
What is this?
It's
real. It is real.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I mean, I don't know what else to say about last night. It's hard to not skip ahead to the what comes next portion of it, but one thing that I want to talk to Mark and all the audience about today is some of the post-game sound last night and the idea of we can't imagine going forward without Klay Thompson.
And that's what it was.
Steve and Steph, and I'm not sure if Draymond said it, but Dray I know that Draymond believes it. And so if that is the backdrop and this is the way it's going to go going forward, then I'm preparing myself to put aside the whole idea of championship pedigree or championship window. And it's going to have to be okay that you just enjoy these three guys playing basketball and maybe trying to be a plucky little 10 seed. Because for me, my opinion, if you have Steph, Klay, and Draymond still on this team next year, A, I don't think you can significantly upgrade around him. And B, that's not good enough anymore. So that's kind of where I am coming off of last night. Not only last night, but the entirety of the season.
Well, and I'll save what is no doubt to be a good debate to come for the next 4 hours, because I don't see it that way at all. And in fact,
it's on.
What I would see, like Donkey Kong.
Thank you.
What I see, once we get through the emotions, and I know you're going to all want to throw something at me when I say this.
Hold on.
In the end, last night will have been a good thing because of what it sets up. You could have chased something that you weren't going to get anyway. You could have ended up in the first round and it would have muddied your view. There is absolutely no fog in your glasses today. You see that they're nowhere near, number one. And number two, Marcus Thompson said this, and I totally agreed with him. I was thinking the same thing, and I saw him tweet it. And last night, I think that performance ensured that Klay Thompson can stay, because I do think that a performance like that in a fishbowl like that absolutely, even in one game, lowers your value.
Slashes prices.
Yeah. It's going to lower what he would seek. It's going to lower what other people would give him. It puts the Warriors in position to offer what they can offer. But more importantly, this is what I think the Klay conversation's about. It's not about can he stay or go, and it's not even about the exact dollar figure. It's about what's your role. And this is a question I will ask Steve at 5 o'clock. You say you want Klay back. You want him to come back and do what? If you want him to come back and be Klay, if you want him to be your two, you're dead. You're dead. But Klay can be on this team.
Sure.
His role needs to be significantly downgraded. And last night helped that.
Okay.
I'm not going to argue
that you're wrong, but I
think somebody's going to throw 30 at him. I still believe that 0 for 10.
I don't think so. And I never thought that it'd be more than 25 anyway. But if you give him 25 and Chris Paul walks, well, now you're up against the tax line. And, you know, Joe has said he's not going to go into the second apron, and maybe he turns out he will again. I know this. He spent a total of about, Joel Corey had it at $380 million.
That'll be 400.
380, 385, Joel Corey, the great capologist, or maybe it was Bobby Marks who had it. Actually, I'm getting my cap people cross-pollinated. Joel Corey is the NFL guy, but 380, 385 for a 10 seed. I don't know if he's going to want to reload and spend it like that again. And yeah, Klay can come back and shoot 43% again and go 0 for 10 in an elimination game. Cool. I mean, I just don't think that Klay coming back makes you anything more than what you were this year.
Shooter. They're going to need shooters.
Yeah.
They don't need him to seek 17 shots a night. Like, PJ Tucker time.
Oof,
just hang out there and knock down a three.
The Ray Allen.
Like, hang out there and knock down a three. That's all we need.
Even
we
his first shot, I told Stani it was rushed.
We don't need you
to
start in a two.
I don't know that yet. I don't know that yet. There's a roster to construct. I'm not even 100% saying that he can't start. It's about rotations. It's about pecking order. It's about stop sets and plays that you set up. It's about responsibility when it gets late in the shot clock.
Pods is the PG and Steph slides to two.
I mean, to me, it's they might be able to get Klay back at even a good number, but to me, the hardest thing this team's going to you can't transition if they're here, and if they're here, they're going to play 30 minutes a night. between 28 and 32. And that's the challenge that I see. They're always going to be the most important players on this team.
Why does it have to be that way? Why? Why do they have to get 28 to 32 minutes a night?
Well, if they don't, because you're in a rock and a hard place. If they don't, you can't win. And if kind of they do, you can't win.
Draymond played 28 minutes a night this year.
Right.
In two-thirds of the games.
Like, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're already playing 32, 30, and 28. And you're not a playoff team. So if they come back next year, they're still going to play about that amount of minutes. Right. And if they don't, then you're playing the youngsters more. So then you need the youngsters to be better than they
Were this year. A lot better.
I just think you got to expand our brain to people who are not currently on the roster being on the roster.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah. Like this.
And that's why I think I'd almost rather have Clay not here at all as opposed to making 18 and he's going to have to play 28 minutes.
I mean, so this is the Brandon Crawford point that Farhan Zaidi tried to make. And that's interesting. So you agree with that? Their presence,
yes.
Their history within the organization is too great to have in a reduced role.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might be right.
I mean,
moved him to the bench.
I'm not saying the big three's done because I'm acknowledging the less you play them, it's going to be harder to win. But the more you play them, it's harder to win too, just because of the nature of kind of where they're at right now.
Yeah. And also the more you play them, if you're chasing wins like you were this year and you look at what Steph's been over the last 10 games where he's clearly been fatigued because he had to carry the load. And you got to the end of the season, and he had a couple of rest games, and then still he wasn't fresh enough last night or effective enough to, quote, carry you in a spot he needed to carry you.
Yeah.
It's certainly going to be a lot of other questions. The Andrew Wiggins conundrum. Mark and I talked yesterday, and Mark was saying that he's heard from people that there is, and I agree with Mark, there is a certain amount of still love for Andrew Wiggins, especially at his price point. There are teams out there who might want Wiggins.
I get it.
You have not only a Kuminga extension possibility, but also Moses Moody. We can't forget that he's in the same contract cycle, so you'll have a decision there as well. Questions or decisions about Kevon Looney. GP2 can make his decision, but all that will lead into exactly what you can do on the open market.
I think that, I mean, again, this is getting a little ahead of our emotions today. I would look for, if I'm the Warriors, option A is a package that looks something like Wiggins, GP2 having opted in, Moody, and draft picks. And that's my starting point. That's my starting point on the open market. And you reshuffle the deck in terms of responsibilities. That brings you one to two additional players. I would target one of them being a real big time, like maybe your two. Whoever your two is going to be, you'd love for Kuminga to be your three. And again, I'm not talking about positions on the floor. I'm talking about responsibility. Yeah. Kuminga's your three next year, not your two. And then, you know, Clay and Draymond are somewhere down the list. And that's what I still see for Clay Thompson. You're not going to, like, if you need shooting, Steve Kerr talked last night about how they're too top heavy in terms of how many guys can really knock down a three. You look at a team like the Kings or all of the teams in the NBA, and they just surround the three-point arc with people who can knock down the three. The Warriors don't have that. And Klay Thompson is actually one of them.
And they can't guard that either.
Right. So you like that the options will open life up for Klay when it's not here's the ball and now dribble around a screen.
Why don't you add Steph to that too? I believe that's what's ailing him.
Well, he definitely needs less on his shoulders.
Man.
I don't know if it's necessarily less minutes.
Three dudes were running after him yesterday.
That's got to stop.
He could get up.
That's got to stop.
All right, well, you guys got Steve Kerr at five. I know Kuminga's coming up soon, and then Clay Thompson.
And then Clay. And so, yeah, in the 3 o'clock hour, you'll hear exactly what Clay had to say. But anybody who wants to just sound off, get it off your chest. We'll be here all afternoon on 90.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.